Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two in the nation's capital here on Overtime. DOC, boy, you're talking about a hot microphone today. And Heavy Metal is doing a little training capacity. And young Wesley has taken on the responsibility, and he has not flinched so far. Our number one, Metal, I have to say you've done a hell of a job, man. This kid is good under pressure. And
hey, don't give me the credit.
I beg your pardon?
I said, don't give me the credit. Give him the credit.
But you're training.
I know, but he's doing. You
well, okay, so you've trained a lot. Obviously, this young man has some special gift.
He's doing well. I won't lie.
Okay.
He's helped me out a lot.
All right, good deal. I like that. Well,
he's an Ohio State fan, too. We don't have enough of those around here.
He's a who?
He's a Buckeye.
Oh, man, that's fun. Love that. We had a lot of fun with him. Nothing but respect. But I won't throw him off kilter right now, because once we start throwing that pigskin out there, we lose track of everything. I don't want to do that. Did we say Mac is still on from Alexandria? Okay, Mac, welcome.
Hey, how are you, Doc? Thank you.
Hey, Mac, trying to earn an honest living, Mac.
Yes, sir. I hear you. So I've been a DC sports fan for my whole 18 years. Never a real big basketball fan, but of course I cheer on the Wizards. Mm-hmm. And so I can't speak for a ton about them, but just as a sports fan in general, big Nats fan, it's just DC, I feel like we're feeling the frustration right now. You know, for the past 6 years for the Nats, it's just been a real slow, doesn't even feel like they want to win, low energy kind of team. And you talked about a couple callers back about how it's either the players, the management, or the front office. And I think in terms of the Nationals and maybe of the Wizards, it's a combination of both. You know, as a player, I wouldn't want to play for a coach that doesn't defend me or front office that isn't working to, you know, get us where we need to be.
You don't think the Nats, I would assume you're saying the Nats front office is not working?
Yes, sir.
To get them where they want to
be? No. I'm proud of Mike Rizzo. I think he's a great guy. I'm a big Mike Rizzo supporter. It's more of just Davey. I play baseball, and if my coach were to not defend me, you know, and say that it's not the coach's fault and just shove us right under the bus, that would be hard to play for. So, it's just a frustrating time being a DC sports fan, unless you're the Commanders of Capitals, of course, which is they're an exciting team to watch right about now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Nats is going on some streaks.
You know, the worst fan is a fan that doesn't care. You do care. That's the only thing that I kind of am opposed to, is like being a zombie. We just go into motion no matter what somebody says or what they do. And to me, no. If you're not winning, I'm in this for you to win. I'm supportive as hell, but we're in this to win it. You know, your future is not my future. That's your future. Mine is we winning it as close as possible every damn time we roll the ball out there. And I think for the most part, guys are trying. You know, watching late last night, it was comforting to see the Nats hanging there. I think if you train your body properly, you get a boost of endorphins every time one of our teams wins. And when you don't, you get kicked in the shins. And I'm on crutches most weeks walking around this joint. And that's the way I like being as a fan. I want to be in with it. I don't want to just have games go by and we lose and I don't care. I hate that. That I don't want to ever register with. I want to be emotionally tied into it. And once I smell a rat, then I'm done with you. And that, I'm going to tell you what. Cooper, Flag, the Mavericks, I smell a rat. And that really pissed me off. And so I'm going to move beyond it, and now let's just go play. And I like what we have and who we have, but I just need to know that we are going to do that. It's going to pay off, and we got the right people in place. I don't want somebody talking about my head basketball coach being a trainer.
Yeah.
A developer. What does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean?
Not a whole lot in terms of basketball.
The best I can get in every area. That's all I'm saying. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do none of this without you. 107 in the nation's capital. And awesome as it may be. And I just have to assume that is line three still loaded with Ricardo? Okay. You tell me. Anybody up?
There is not anyone.
Okay,
right,
good. That's a beautiful thing then. I can go freestyle. I like that.
You got us too.
Even better. Even better. I can't wait to get T-Mac. Massenburg and Coach Naki. These guys, their whole life was at basketball. And imagine, remember when you loved the game and you didn't own a ball? I mean, I just think about all the time you go to the gym, there might have been just been one or two basketballs. I mean, and you waiting to play. Waiting to play. Man, hoops is, it's great. And that's why I'm so invested in this. And I'm so happy that we are better than we've been, that we are developing this structure. This is something that I can trust in. I do. I really do. But I think the players need to realize that their future's now, like right now. They can't listen to all this down the road. That player can't give a damn about no lottery. You got to be out there trying to get your stamps, get your stripes right now. And that's important because I want to be, I know some people say, and this is where I try to not even listen when they say, well, we're supposed to lose this year. What? Yeah, that's supposed to be the best thing for us. I have a hard time digesting that. I'm hard-headed. That might be hard for me. What about you, Wes? Can you handle it when they say we're supposed to lose?
Absolutely not. And as a kid, I was kind of spoiled because I got John Wall and Bradley Beal, but now it's just...
Yeah, you had a good run. Yeah, that was exciting. I'll never forget the playoff game. No, it was exciting. I miss Gil. I mean, we've had some moments. Yeah, we really have had some moments. And that's, you know, I don't want that to... That's probably what fuels me most, is that remembering that feeling. Chicago playoff game. I mean, the feeling. Now, it's juiced up when our teams are good in this town, whether it's Terps, Hoyas, Mason. I was with Mason on that Mason run to Final Four. Unbelievable. But having just watched Coastal Carolina and LSU, watching that championship competition, man, how do you not want to be a part of that? I mean, that's what it's all about, getting in that arena. And then watching OKC's run in Indiana. I mean, a lot of people didn't have it going seven. But it did. It did. And these Achilles uptick in Achilles injuries is no joke. And I agree with what a lot of people are saying, that the more you specialize, the higher risk factor goes on. Whereas kids in the Stone Ages, you basically play three or four different sports, which gives your body a chance to operate in developing other areas of your body, as opposed to just one particular skill set. That is interesting. Northeast is up front and center right now to speak. Henry, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? Long-time listener.
Henry, I appreciate you being on this earth long enough to be able to take part. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. Hey, Doc, I'm not a real basketball hooper or far as that. I just have one big question. Mm-hmm. Is the Wizards lacking a true center? And it doesn't. And if it doesn't matter at this time and age, far as basketball. Thank you.
You know what? It's interesting when you say a true center, because now it depends on the talent to me. Big fella out of Duke, I think he went 10th. And you know, but I can't tell them what to do. The one thing I know is what I don't know. They do this 365. They got it. They know what they won't need. They decided, having gone, I think, Sarge more of a four, that it was more important for them to get a score, because they could have had a center at six. And
Fruit Loop,
who went to Utah, I would have gone with that had he had they picking him. I call him Fruit Loop because he sound crazy as hell, but he may be that missing piece. He may be that guy. None of them was going to have down to Utah, but he didn't get to them. So I like what they did. Even though they're defensive-minded, you don't win without getting buckets. And so the young – and then Bub, I like him too. We're early on this evaluation. But I do like – they didn't do anything that – I'm not angry as to what they did. I just am thinking in terms of my timetable is now. Theirs is different because I'm consuming the product as it goes. And I know now I've seen Cleveland. I've seen Detroit. See, I'm into it. I've seen now people come from the Walking Dead. So now I believe that it's possible. Now I'm greedy. When is our turn? That's all I'm saying. I'm just not going to be programmed to forget about what happens throughout an entire regular season. We're not going to win this year. Or we're going to be awful. But we're going to be pretty good next year. Well, you don't. I can't program that way. We're going to go to break on that one at 1:13 here in the nation's capital. You can join in 1-800-636-1067 on the MGM National Listener Line. Massenburg is going to join us. Tony Massenburg and Chris Nockey. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
1:19 in the nation's capital. Got a lot going on today, and glad to be a part of this. It's been what a ride. NHL now behind us, and Florida is an absolute beast. My goodness. And I guess it just gets even better. Just signed Bennett. They got signed him, Sam, to an 8-year extension. The rich get richer. And that's what it's all about. Why would you want to leave? When you got chemistry, beach, and weapons like that, hey, man, go on with your bad self. Tax-free state? What's the hate? Christopher, thanks for being patient, and welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks a lot. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just thinking about the Nationals, and that other caller triggered me to call because he was talking about being frustrated with the Nats and frustrated with Davey. And I mean, I understand some of it. And I agree with you that, you know, every time you roll it out there, you step on the field to win. And I think, you know, Davey is probably very frustrated right now too, right? Because he won a World Series. they had a bunch of guys, Juan Soto, Trey Turner, that needed big contracts. They had to get paid big money. And the Nationals actually probably looking back at those deals that they did won a lot of those trades because they brought James Wood here. They got draft picks. They did great things with those trades to get us a stock of young talent that is now finally breaking out. You have James Wood, who's just a burgeoning superstar, C.J. Abrams, and all these other guys, really young guys like Dylan Cruz that they got at the top of the draft that are going to be good players in the league. But, you know, the Nationals at some point have to go out and get real free agents that can contribute to this mix, because you really, when you have this many young players, you know, I'm sure the skipper is frustrated. One, it's harder to coach young guys, particularly in this generation. But also, it's not like he has Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner and Juan Soto and all those guys stepping into the box that are going to hit 30, 40, 50 home runs per year, because we haven't paid for any of those guys. And when we won our World Series, you know, we had to eventually go get a Max Scherzer and pay $210 million for him. And I remember at the time, people didn't like that contract. They said, oh my gosh, we're overpaying. But eventually, particularly with the pitching staff that they have now, you know, they may have one guy who could help with the World Series in Mackenzie Gore at the top of the rotation. But you need more starting pitchers than that, and you need another big bat in the lineup if you're going to be really competitive. And when they went and got Nathaniel Lowe this year, he's a good RBI guy, but he's not even a, you know, top 10 first baseman in the National League. That was a placate the fan base to wait a little longer. We're not sure we want to spend money. But at this point, you're to a point where you have to spend money to really get to the next step now that you've got your young guys. And you're just going to have to figure out what those right moves are to bring people in. And I've been very patient, and I feel like we're getting to a point now where we really have to start spending if we're going to get it to the next level. And I'm sure Davey has been patient as well, waiting for that, and he really wants to win too. So that's what I got.
No, and what you got is strong. I remember Brian Mitchell has said this over the years that about retirement, the moment you think it, you already retired. And so if you think from an ownership standpoint, you got to fight with Orioles. Those are revenue battles that you really didn't win. You had the unfortunate part of winning and then dealing with COVID, another hit. And then when you really are not saying that you want to be in this business, then I say that until you exit, you're never going to be happy. Because we all want, and notice how I say we, and then how much are we paying for it. We want somebody in there to be like the Dodgers ownership, but you got to find the right person for that. They're not masquerading. The learners are being up front. Really are. They're in a real estate business. This is nice, but it's not live or die for them. So I want somebody in here who wants to go out, and who doesn't? Because it's not our money. It's theirs. So I think based on the way they do business, they've done a hell of a good job. But I would like to have somebody in there like that owns the Dodgers or the Yankees. Who wouldn't? Because it's not our money.
Yeah. And you get to a point where maybe that's what this team needs, is a new owner. Because they got a lot of great pieces in place. I mean, they've probably increased the value of the team through what Rizzo has done to stock the roster with young talent, because someone could come in here as a new owner and start winning pretty soon. I mean, it may not be like the Commanders where it happens overnight, but if you came in and spent some money on, you know, a couple of really good pitchers and one big hitter, you all of a sudden have a pretty scary team. I mean, and I good agree. Players matter at the end of the day. Like the reason the Phillies and the Mets and those guys are good now and we're not is because they did spend money, and they may not have the, you know, bottom line. And yes, they do have good markets where they have revenue to put to work. But I think, you know, we are that next step away. And I just wonder if the learners are going to be the guys to do it or if it's got to be someone else. But thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you, man. I don't think they're not acting like it. Wes, can we get some ball on right here before break? Doctor.
Hey there, Doc. Oh, sorry. Let me stop my...
Yes,
I'm on
sir.
My elliptic pipe.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I heard you were on. I thought, well, I better call in, chime in, you know, Miss Female Canine of the group. So
We love that.
As an esteemed committee that I belong to a group, so I thank you for that. What I was going to say was, it's been a little lull for me, the sports right now. I mean, I'm not big on the Wizards or the NBA. I hate that Halliburton got hurt. I wanted them to win so badly. And I'm telling you, he was killing it. They were going to win that game if he didn't get hurt. And I'm not an SGA fan. He pushes everybody off, so I don't know what everybody sees in him, but I don't see that being a dynasty. And then with my girl Caitlin Clark, you know, she sucked after that awesome game where she had that fire and Suffolk Cunningham came to her defense.
But she's hurt.
I don't know, Doc. I'm smelling a little bit of loser limp, a little bit of LeBron. I don't know. She won for 28. All of a sudden, she's hurt again? I don't know. It's maybe her coach is playing mind games with her to kind of get her back mentally. Like, oh, it's just your injury, you know, kind of thing. But I don't know. It's not as exciting without her there. But I tell you, that McDonald girl, that the point guard they brought in from the street, and she's on the team now. Yeah, I don't know how she didn't make the lead. Watching
more of the W than ever, and I find it to be, when she's not there, it is different, but it's still compelling, and I like the Mystics. I think two of the three
the Mystics, the
puppies
are showing
they are outstanding. It's going to be good.
Yeah, but, Doc, I've been watching a little too many Golden Girls lately. I just nothing to watch, so I'm watching Golden Girls, and that's something good. I can't remember how good that
World
was.
Series, baseball-wise, watching, I don't know how you couldn't have got into that.
I did when Carolina was making it to Omaha there
a few years. You and that power.
But they would always lose, so I'm out on that. And ever since college, it's just I'm paying everybody. You're already
Coastal
paying.
Coastal Carolina?
You're paying to go to school.
I could have sworn you'd have been for Coastal Carolina.
Do what now?
Coastal Carolina. I would have thought you would have been behind
them. Oh, no, I don't care about them. That's not UNC. Okay. You know what I mean? That's not my Tar Heels. I mean, I was kind of rooting for Coastal Carolina. But, Doc, ever since they start paying these athletes even more than they already been paying them with all the tuition, all the food, all the room and board,
all the fancy trips. It's
gonna upsetting
go back
me, Doc.
The way it was, and I got to go to break. None but love for you. We're going to break here 28 after the hour. You got to love Dr. Sabah. Passionate, and she wants nothing to do with LeBron James. Stay with us when we come back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Young Wesley, making a move, cutting the cloth, getting it done, being trained by metal, as in heavy. Somewhat intimidating figure, so Wes, don't let him, you know, bully you around. The MGM National Listener Line has been on fire, and we continue as we head to the District of Columbia. See, I told you, talk hoops, man. This area is like popcorn. Jonesy, welcome home.
Doc, good to hear you keep it on the radio. Shout out to Sabah, Bonesy, and Aries Tony. I heard them all.
We're a loyal group.
Yes. K-9 crew. This Wizards, man. Like, the last time I seen them won anything of significance, like a championship, I was in third grade. So I'm looking to see just what are they putting together? So, from what I was, my understanding is, they're looking for high basketball IQ, that is. They're looking for defensive-minded guys, which I've never really seen. There wasn't play no defense with anybody you name that you can fill inside the blank. We always score, but nobody really wanted to play defense. They tell me these guys were book wants to get our defense mounted and wants to play defense. Me, I'm, when we talk about the defense, the only thing I think about as far as the team playing defense is the Commanders and their trying. Mm-hmm. I need to see it from the Wizards. I mean, my thing is, I like the sound of it, but sounds don't win championships. Seeing the game and seeing guys putting in the work does. The coach, I don't need him to be a trainer. I need him to be a coach. I coach these guys up and make them think that they can win something this year. Get us to the playoffs. Who knows? You just got to get in it to win it. That's it. I don't even know why they're trying to reinvent the wheel or talking about, yeah, we won it three, 4 years. No. We've been for about 30 years out since I can remember. It's time, Doc. I'm tired. It's time. I'm watching all these other teams win. OKC. I'm seeing Houston on the come up. I'm seeing Detroit on the come up. I'm seeing Cleveland on the come up. Everybody except I'm like, you know, when I see all this stuff, I'm like, damn, do we still have a team here in Washington? And where are they at? And the lottery, last thing with that, I'm tired of the lottery stuff. I don't even believe in the lottery stuff. But, you know, you got second worst record in the league, and here it is, you pick six. A play-in team, it gets first. I don't know. Thumbs up with that, man. Somebody got to do an investigation on that at some point sometime. Because how did that happen? Anyway.
Yeah, well, no one ever said, look, it's normal to have a little bit of doubt. They're humans. They've had some things happen in their league. The guys in the stripes have been proven to be on the wrong side of the law before. I just don't feel good about it. I think it hurts your league if you're not doing everything you can to have no bottom feeders. Nobody want nobody at the bottom every stinking year not showing an ability. But yet I remember we've had some teams been stuck down there. Are we a little salty that the ping pong ball, I'm not saying they deserve to be one, but if you're as bad as they were last year and you're sixth, I mean, it's almost as bad as the fact they can't get these damn hats together at the draft. All these trades going on, and it seems like it's so simple. They can't seem to figure it out. But nevertheless, they'll get it done. I just said to throw it, I've been listening. I listen all the time. I'm thinking, wait a minute. We worried about who we have. I'm like, next year we don't want to. We're starting the season off by saying we want to be in last again. How do you do that and say that with a straight face?
That's an indictment.
I'd rather be penalized for accidentally winning. I want the people to be mad at me because I won. I didn't follow the script. You know, we beat Indiana. Could we ever have that story? Or are we just going to walk in like sheep, get butchered, and then you send me a thing talking about buying tickets?
Hello?
So am I a partner or not? I don't know. I just find it to be weird. Appreciate the phone call, though, Stud. And K9 for life. We appreciate that. I don't know. Let me get a check in. I don't want to be rude with Wesley. Wesley, you doing good, man?
I'm trying my best, Doc. But well, I wonder what grade he would give me. Let's see what he says here.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this live. You're talking about a man that has confidence in his abilities. He's asking the guy that was brought in by the brass to train him, and he goes on live radio where millions of people, you know, have the opportunity to hear this through the Odyssey app. And he is asking now, Metal, he put a little pressure on you.
There's no pressure on me today.
So how's the young fella doing?
I think he's doing pretty good. I don't know how to give him like a grade. I don't know. It's a lot of it is just you're learning how to juggle, and you're going to drop some balls doing that. But you know what I mean? He's learning. Yeah. That's the important thing. So he's figuring it out.
Well, based on some of the people that have gone through the program and passed, then he's got to make it through that.
Oh, he's picking it up pretty quick, I think.
Yeah.
He's got thrown into the fire. So they were just kind of, he was on vacation and kind of came back, and they're just like, all right, we got to start getting you doing this stuff. And so he's been kind of thrown into the fire, unlike most of the other guys. So, but he's doing pretty good with it, I think.
How about Big L? Are there any stories about Big L's training? Who trained? Well, you didn't train.
I didn't train Linnell, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe one time I can find that person and bring him in and interview them. I think the public would love to to hear that, since he shared a very intimate story yesterday about his automobile. He's the most unluckiest individual I've ever heard of when it comes to automobiles.
Oh, you have no idea what I know about it. Did he tell you about the time I drove out to Pittsburgh to pick him up?
No, but he's got, I mean, if he could package his stories about people that have come to his rescue, it would be, he might sell out. Just food for thought.
At least make some TikTok videos.
Because yesterday was pretty interesting, as he did a whole segment on poor me. And I was like going, you know what? It was pretty interesting. Hell of a lot more interesting than hearing about the guard for 30 minutes. And I'm going, okay. And if it was all true, then it was awesome. Yeah, then it was awesome. It really was. If not, he's got a history. He's got a future in writing.
I mean, you're doing a bit of the, like, Jack Kerouac, a little bit of honest, a little bit of not.
Whatever it was entertaining enough to say, okay, he got me. I got to figure out now whose idea it was. That's my next move right now, to figure out, because it wasn't his. So I got to figure out who came up with it, because that was genius. Borderline genius. So that was good. Really enjoyed that. Victor on line one. Vic, how you doing?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach. No, you the coach. Don't call me coach. I want to be owner. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I don't usually talk about basketball, but I do talk about it. I just never talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. So I've said this for years, you know, over the years. I think Kevin and Rock, Granddaddy at times, Dukes and LeVar over the years. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see a coach, even when Eddie Jordan was here, mm-hmm. that was going to demand the Wizards, the former Bullets, to play defense. We have not played real defense since Jawan Howard and Chris Webber, Ross Strickland, mm-hmm. Tracy Murray, Calvert Chaney. Mm-hmm. We have not. And what we had with Antoine Jameson and Gilbert and Larry Hughes and Kawhi Butler, we had ball players that could fill it up. And we had, they could put the ball in the bucket more times than not, which got us to the second round. And with Nene years back, when we had John Wall and Brad, we got to the second round, which mm-hmm. in this NBA, the way it's played today, can do that. But you see, and people want to talk about all the time where it's a different NBA. It's a different NBA per style points and per 48 minutes within the regular season. When it comes to winning time, sports are still the same. You have to stop people from scoring. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see, I like that we signed O'Keefe. He comes from a winning organization, an organization that has been doing the things to win. He's developed talent. He's done all the things that relate to this culture, particularly with sharpening skills, as what the NBA has kind of evolved, what he's evolved into. But what I would love to see is that he demands that you put your body between the person shooting the ball and the rim. You move, the defense of the team moves between the person shooting the ball and the rim. You make the shots more difficult for the person shooting the ball and their distance from the rim. If somebody comes through the lane within the whistles, nothing dirty, you don't give them any cheap opportunities to score. They let people hand check this playoffs. I watched it and I was very appeased. If we can play like that, let them play, demand that they play like that. Because we have people that can score the ball. That's when I don't know the Wizards are serious again, because they have not played defense in almost 30 years.
Amen to that. And we go on that note, brother. So you and I are on the same page. And I just know, having watched so much ball from the bleachers and watching guys at pickup give more effort.
Yes.
At times than I do watching pros, that's a problem. If the check doesn't motivate you, then the man behind the check has got to do it. Otherwise, we'll never win. Appreciate you.
Got
to go to break on that one. Boy, the MGM National listener line today been on fire. Go to break. Throw it over to Wesley. We come back. We'll continue taking you all the way up to Tony Massenburg, who joins us top of the 2 o'clock hour, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. We'll be back. Oh, sookie, sookie, as Coach would say. I know Coach would love this time of the year, man. It's a lot going on, and we are lucky to be in a position to check it out. All-Star, James Wood, and, you know, not being favored as we speak now. You know what? I don't think it will bother him one iota. Thing I love about him is that this brother's pulse is just perfect. He could definitely be, he could work with nitroglycerin. He doesn't get rattled. I mean, knock one out, take a call, strike three. My only issue with Wood is that I want him to be a little bit more aggressive with two strikes. He is such a scientist with the ball placement. And I just think his length is a problem for umps. I think he gets some rotten calls. But that's okay. He's love watching the dude, man. He's got the right disposition for pro ball. Not phased, not overly excited. I mean, just like a surgeon. Yeah, the pulse, right. Doesn't he strike you that way? He's different. Can you think of another person that reminds you of James Wood?
I mean, he's something else, man. He's almost as lanky as KD.
Yeah, but who does he remind you of in terms of his demeanor in the game?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. Yeah.
He's his own dude. I mean, Jeter reminded me. He has what Jeter had. No matter what it is, he's calm. His demeanor hardly changes. To see him excited, I mean, he smiles, he laughs. He's a good dude. But my goodness, man, with two strikes, this dude is, man, it's amazing how choosy he is. But you mess around and throw it in his zone, it's out of here. And
hey, Wes got one for you. Wes got one for you.
Okay. Who you got, Wes?
James Wood, he reminds me of Trey Turner.
You know what? Dude, that ain't bad. Yeah, it's something about them. They just go about it. The moment's huge, so what? And they just keep functioning through it. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Trey just, you know, wore Dodger blue and walked away from it, got out of it. And I can see Wood. And man, yeah, I like, he's interesting. The way he's hitting the ball and not to be... I don't know if that on us as fans, is that on MLB? That's going to be a question because we all want to see the long ball. But I think we'd like our Paul Bunyans to be overly aggressive. He's not. He's just not. He's choicey. This dude, like, he ain't eating his vegetables if you don't like them. But when he likes something, it is out of here. Let's see what Mark thinks out in Leesburg. What'd you say? Say you, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Hey, first of all, man, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say I love that you sit here and say that people don't necessarily agree with what you say, and you may be the only one, because there's too many of these shows that they just say the same thing over and over and over. Man, I'm so happy that you have an opinion, and I appreciate your opinion. Everything you say, it give me insight. I just appreciate you for it.
Well, brother, I appreciate you, but understand something too. The older you get, you go, I mean, I lap some of these young people, man, by 34 years. So we should never be on the same page.
Right.
To be honest with you. And so, and all of us have the right and the ability to see things from different angles.
Agreed.
Well, the older you are, the more angles you've seen. I'm supposed to say this.
Yeah.
Because I can't expect that some toddler, what the hell am I going to be competing? Some dude, he ain't been on the earth long enough.
Right. You're right.
So, I mean, it's just, I ain't mad at him. It had nothing to do with none of them. They do the best they can, just as I did when I was their age.
Right.
And the young old folks, you look at me and say, shake their heads. All right, he'll get it later, sooner or later. And that's what happens. I don't care how smooth you are. There's certain things you just haven't seen. And when I tell them, it's a different perspective. My audience is supposed to be different.
Right.
Because they're more mature. And they've seen more of it. I'm talking to parents. I'm not talking to these kids.
Yeah.
They're not interested. They don't have the attention. They got attention span of a rat. Yeah, they worried about something they can go bet on or go something. I ain't mad at them. Go do your thing. But don't talk to me about sports when it comes to what's going on inside the lines.
Yep. And
you
I
handle all
you
the advertising, promotions, you do all that. But when you start talking about things inside the lines, go sit down, get your recorder out, or get a notepad. Now let's go to work. Or you can let the blind lead. Go ahead. You want your Uber driver to be blind? Get right in. Buckle up.
Yeah, you're right, and that's why I said, I appreciate you so much, Doc, for your insight, because. Man, you bring so much to it, and I appreciate everything you do every weekend. I'm here for you, so thank you.
No, brother, thank them for allowing me to have the opportunity, because if they didn't want to, they wouldn't have to. They control all the airwaves with toddlers. It could be like a daycare. Seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
And they don't. They allow some diversity. They allow that, and I appreciate it. Because if not, hey, man, it's how the world works. The world allows out what it wants out, not what is due out. It's what they want out.
Yep.
Yeah, and y'all, you know, y'all fine. But appreciate y'all, man. I've got to, I got heavy metal in there, man. I got to make sure. Toothpick, get you on here before we get to break.
Hey. We good, Doc. Thanks for having me, man. The young fella is doing pretty good. He got my name right the first time up. Where I was from, first time up. So he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. He's good. But he's under the pressure. You got metal in there with him, man. Metal in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, when you got metal hanging over top of your shoulder, you better get it right the first time, too. Yeah. So, Doc, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You could not pay me to lose in the NBA. I'm going to tell you why, Doc. These dudes are not reading the contract. Do you know you get bonuses for making it to the playoffs, and then the next round you go to, the bonuses get bigger and bigger? You couldn't pay me to come to a losing team. In fact, if I got drafted to a losing team and I'm reading the contracts and seeing the bonuses that you get for making it to the playoffs, you're going to have to sit me down. You're not going to let me go out and play anything more than 35 minutes, because if I do, I'm getting buckets. You see what I'm saying, Doc? I remember Joe Theismann saying, I think it was before the Super Bowl, you know, I read my contract and it says we get a boatload of cash and a big ring at the end of this thing. That's what I'm playing
70,000.
For.
70,000. That's what he said.
You see what I'm saying? I'm playing for a boatload of cash, and then I get a ring on top of that. Okay, let's go get this glory. They're going to sit me down, Doc. They're going to sit me down. I can't. Yeah. I can't.
So you'd be too smart. You'd be too smart for the league. Don't forget, they're bringing in a lot of toddlers.
Well, hey, so, toddlers better learn how to read too, and they got agents.
You know,
they better tell them.
Now you're asking for weight. You're asking for maybe a little too much. Up against a break, Toothpick, get my best to Kansas City's finest. We got to get ready. Top of the hour, Massenburg, T-Mass coming in yoked. We'll be back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.